listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having an amazing Friday today. It is Friday. You have made it. We're at the end of the week. Thank you so much for joining me. We have Mr. Stephen Schmidt and Annie Gilmore with Boat Smart. So if you want to join in the conversation, you have questions, 437-1620.
Yeah, your song about made me dance over here or start singing or something. I don't know what was going on, but I started to kind of rock out. If I played that song in my class, my students would have no clue what that song was.
Really?
Yeah, that's way back.
It's
but I love
beat.
It. I love it. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. Phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki Repower Center. And I actually got my first text today, and that's from Key Marine. So I'm going to read that to you guys. This is from Dustin. Great deals on in-stock Mercury outboards, 150 horsepower and below. We also just received a pallet of no longer available hard-to-find MerCruiser parts. So they said, we probably have the parts that someone needs. So they have a great MerCruiser technician out there as well. And they're doing older engines, so a lot of people don't do anymore. So that's something that you need to check out there at Key Marine. Give them a call, 850-492-0487. Or you can just check them out on their website at Key Marine Center at wixsite.com. Or Google them. That's what I do.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, I just
did.
That's
what I do.
I didn't bring my paper with the address, so I actually Googled it. So I had to have it up here in front of me. They got a neat little website, so check them out on that website. Yeah. They got the Yamaha Motors on there and their address, and you can check out services and things like that as well. So today I'm doing something just a little bit different. Okay. I like to sometimes highlight different programs at the school, and believe it or not, you haven't been out to the school yet, have you?
I have not.
You need to come out and take a tour.
Okay, yes, sir, I will.
Let me show you around or someone. Mr. Wiggins is our tour guide.
We
He'll
will
usually
set a
do
date.
That for us. You know, he's long legs, so you got to keep up with him.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, he'll show you around out there. But I like to bring an instructor in every once in a while to talk about other programs, because I don't want people just to think it's Marine Service only or whatever only out at Georgetown. We do so many great things for our students or for our community. And I just want to go ahead and introduce to you Annie Gilmore. And she it's a long title for her.
Okay.
I'm going to try this. Accounting Operations Administrative Office Specialist and Medical Administrative Specialist Instructor, right?
That's
so,
correct.
All right. Can you tell me a little bit about that? That's three programs, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that and what you do in as far as those three programs are concerned.
Thank you. Good morning. So I am the business programs teacher at Georgetown, the daytime business programs teacher. So the accounting operations program is a program that trains students to be bookkeepers and accounting clerks. And I also teach the medical admin specialist that trains students to be front desk specialists in medical offices and medical receptionists. And then the admin specialist program that trains students to be front desk specialists and administrative assistants.
Is that like computer-based things? I know you got a lot of computers in there, so
yes.
You know, I don't get down your area much. You teach during the day, so you know I'm at nighttime. So a lot of times the teachers that are there, I never see them because they're either busy with their students when I come through or they're getting ready to leave, that kind of thing. So, you know, I don't get to see, but I know in your room you have a lot of computers, and every once in a while we do a meeting in there. So the students, all the things that you're talking about, it's not only computer-based, though, is it? It's customer service and things like that as well?
It is.
Okay.
Though we do spend pretty much all day on the computers. So my students are constantly learning new software applications, and these are things that they'll need to learn when they're on the job.
Is it like an IT? Is it considered an IT class?
It's not. It's more of the front desk where they are using Microsoft Word. They're using Microsoft Excel, email. So it's on that end of software, not so much of the IT where they're.
Okay. So what are your class hours, and do you have like full-time and part-time positions for students? How does that work?
Yes. So currently we do have full-time students who Their schedule would be from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., Monday through Fridays. And students can come for part-time status. Those students who want to do the morning part-time, they'll start at 8 a.m. And those students that want to do the afternoon part-time, they will start at 10:30.
Okay, how many hours do they get a day?
The full-time students are in class 5 hours a day.
Okay.
And there is a 30-minute lunch time built in there.
Okay.
And our part-time students, they are in class for 5.5 hours a day.
Okay. And I see your programs, like you said, it's split up into three different programs. So you're teaching three different programs at one time, apparently. I know the feeling, believe me. I think I'm running 6 or 7 in mine. I've lost count, you know. But it is difficult at times to run that many programs. But, you know, we find our way. And like all the teachers out at George Stone, we kind of find our niche and we make it work and to help the students and that kind of thing. So each of the programs, can a student do one part of it, or do they have to do all three, or how many hours are in each one? Can you give me an example of that as well?
I'll start with the accounting operations. That program is a 900-hour program. We're a technical center, so we deal with clock hours. For an accounting operations student, it will probably take them about a year to complete their program. So if they started in August, by the end of the school year, we end in May, they'll be finished with their program. That program has 4 courses within it, and the students do have to take each course in the correct order.
Okay.
And the other two programs are very similar. The administrative specialist and the medical admin, those are very similar. They are both 1,050 clock hours. So for a student in that program, it's going to take them about a year and a half to finish. Both programs have 4 courses, and the first 2 courses are actually the same. And in fact, the first course for all 3 of those programs is the core course. And so the students are learning the same thing in that course. And then once they get in their second and third course, it breaks away into whatever that specialty is. But the thing that makes it doable for me, the reason I can teach so many different programs at one time, is because the software packages that they learn, it's almost the same for each program. They're just not learning them in the same order.
Okay.
And a lot of the same skills they're learning, like you said, customer service skills, all those programs, they're learning customer service skills. They're learning how to work a front desk in any office. They're learning phone etiquette skills, where they're learning how to deal with customers, whether they're a good customer or an irate customer. So they're learning a lot of the same skills, not necessarily in the same course or in the same order.
Okay, that makes sense to me. So I'm a new student. I'm entering your class. What can I expect the first day?
The first day is probably just going to be a lot of orientation for you. Because I teach 3 different programs, that's the one thing that's going to be consistent. We're all getting along in the same course for 5 hours a day. So orientation is what you'll be hit with for most of the first day. And then because there's a lot of typing in the class, there's going to be some typing tests. So kind of have to determine what your typing speed is, and that's going to determine if you need to learn the keyboard, because there's a lot of typing in the programs. So if you have to learn the keyboard, then we'll get you on that the first day. If not, you'll just jump in after orientation is over. You're going to jump on the computers and start learning software.
Okay. That sounds pretty neat. I think I like that typing idea. I'd probably fail that first day. But
would you?
You know, because I kind of hunt and peck.
Hunt and peck.
Probably not going to work
but
in your class,
right,
Annie? You know, so what kind of supplies are students required to enter your program? Do they have to buy books or anything like that?
Well, yes. There's a list of books that students will get, and students are responsible for purchasing their own books. But as far as supplies that they need to come to class with, they need a thumb drive, because they'll need to be able to save all of their computer work, and just something to stay organized with, maybe a folder or a notebook just to keep all of their notes and handouts organized. I also recommend students buy sticky notes for all of those assignments so they can pick up the next day where they left off.
Okay.
Just write notes in the book that, you know, they're not in the book, but they're notes to themselves about something that they may need to skip or they need to ask me a question about, any of that.
I got you. That's pretty cool. What about the, I have a co-op program, and I think you're familiar with co-op,
yes.
And we speak about co-op a lot during our faculty meetings and things like that. Is that available in your program where students can actually co-op and go to work? And how many hours, if it is available, how does that work for your program?
So co-op works the same with all of our programs at George Stone. The student has to have finished half of their program in order to co-op. I really encourage my students when they get in that last course of their program, because each program is 4 courses, but when they get in that last course, we start their job search. We start registering them for all of the various job sites online, and they start their job search. They start perfecting their resume. We do a lot with teaching interview skills. So that student is ready to go to work. And if they get a job offer before they finish, they can then do co-op as well.
Okay.
That happens quite a lot to my students who are in that 1,050-hour program, one of those 1,050-hour programs. And especially if they are fast workers, because they've only been in there a year maybe, and they're just about finished with their program. Well, they can go ahead and go to a co-op experience where they are not only enrolled in school still, so they can get that final certification for their program, but they're also earning a paycheck.
Okay, that sounds good. So what industry certifications can students earn? I know you kind of touched on a little bit, like Microsoft Word and things like that, but are there certifications that are attached to those?
Yes, absolutely. So those certifications, they do a couple of things for the students. Number one, they give them that assurance that what they have learned in class, that they actually can do that on the job. So that's the first thing that that certification does for them. The next thing is that it looks great on the resume. It's going to give them a leg up over their competition. So all things being considered, they're in an interview situation, and there's 2 of them that pretty much have the same skills, the same experience. Well, them having that certification is going to give them that leg up. So for my accounting operations students, they earn their QuickBooks Online certification, and they also are heavily encouraged to earn that Excel certification. I find that a lot of jobs in the accounting field, such as the accounting clerk positions that my students would apply for, they do want them to have heavy Excel knowledge.
Okay.
So that certification would be important for them.
Okay.
The admin assistant program, those students earn that Microsoft Office. So the applications, there's several applications in there. There's the Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Access, and Outlook. But they have to earn at least 3 to be Microsoft Office certified. And
wow.
Then my medical students can also earn the Microsoft Office Specialist certification, but they earn the Certified Medical Administrative Assistant certification as well. And that certification really does help them to know that they know how to do all those things that they would need to do at that front office. They know how to do scheduling. They know how to collect patient copays. They know how to do insurance verification, those things.
Wow, I didn't know those people did so much when you walk into a doctor's office.
They do.
It's kind of like they're looking at you, and I'm thinking they're not that busy, but they're busy, apparently.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Annie, you make me want to take your class because I need to know about PowerPoint and all that,
that
stuff.
Is
you know,
so
I
kind of like in the work field right
through
now.
All that.
Yeah,
and,
no, it's so important. Like for college, for everything. In most jobs, you need to know some type of Microsoft. So
that's really important.
And that's
not
really
only
important.
Do my students learn the software, but they learn the do's and the don'ts for PowerPoints. Anybody can put information on a slide.
Yeah.
But are you doing it for the best impact? So they learn those kind of things.
Okay. Wow, that's important. And that, I use a lot of PowerPoints, but I kind of work my way through it until it works.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. That kind of stuff. And Excel, of course, a lot of people use that and they don't know how to even know how to print a page out right.
Right.
Things like that. So you teach all that stuff.
That's great.
That's very cool, I tell you. So, yeah, that is neat. I didn't realize you did all that stuff down there. And
my students are amazing.
And
they do amazing things.
You know, and when we're talking about teachers out at Georgetown, and you can see a connection here because her and I both, we talk about certifications. We talk about what it looks on a resume. We talk about, you know, employability skills and those kind of things. And the great teachers out at Georgetown, that's what they instill on our students.
Right.
You know, the certifications are worth more money. The interview process will get you a job. And all these things that we put together for our students out there, which Annie's doing, is giving them a great opportunity to learn and be successful in the field of their choice. So that's great. So what kind of starting pay can a student expect when completing your program? I put in here each of your programs or any of your programs.
Well, right now for all of them, the starting pay will probably be around $30,000. But I try to make sure my students understand. Don't just look at the starting pay. Think of this as not just a job. When they finish, I want them to think of this position as their career. So you're looking at a job that's going to provide you with benefits. So you're going to have medical insurance. You're going to have retirement insurance or retirement benefits, rather. Think about it as a career in which you're going to be home with your family and on weekends, in the evenings, on holidays. So I try to stress to them, the starting pay probably isn't going to be that great, but the other benefits are truly outweighing that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that when you have insurance, that's money. When you have time off, that's money. Sick days, that's money.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of benefits that you have to add to your paycheck to realize that that's money. I mean, you could get paid $10 more an hour and you don't have health insurance.
Right.
It's really no good to you if you have a health issue, right?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I can understand that.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you, what sets your program apart from other programs at other schools? Because I think there's probably other schools in our area or close to us that teach the same programs or something like yours. So what sets yours apart? What will draw students to your class?
Well, it's not the typical classroom. I don't spend time during the day lecturing. Students come in every day as if they were working on a job. They're coming in and they are doing their work. They're learning skills that they need for that job. They are also learning those soft skills that employers value, such as work ethics, teamwork, leadership. And that's not something that students probably can get just anywhere. And so they're learning that in the classroom. The other things that I think that not make it a typical classroom is that one-on-one help that they get from me, the instructor. So because students are working at their own pace, they're doing the work as they get it, they're doing it. I'm providing them with feedback on what they've messed up on so that they know what not to do next time. But the one-on-one, I think the one-on-one assistance is probably the best thing because it's like you have a personal tutor there.
Yep.
Someone to walk you through a problem that you're having with whatever the assignment is, whether it's an Excel worksheet and you can't make the formula do what it's supposed to do, for me to walk them through that process and to explain it in a way that they get it, I think is probably very valuable to
students. Yep, I like that. Explain it in a way that they get it. And that's a good technique to use.
Sometimes our textbooks are probably written a little bit too technical for the students.
Sure.
And so sometimes it just takes someone to break it down and explain it in very simple terms.
It's the same thing in my class. So we were teaching on a 350 four-stroke Yamaha trying to get it started. And the students were making it way too complicated, trying to troubleshoot it. And I walked out there and showed them some techniques. And when I showed it to them, it was like a light bulb went off over their head. They were like, wow, okay, now I understand.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Now they'll remember that. And then you're doing the same thing. You're not just sitting at your desk, right? You're walking around and helping students. Yes. And that's what's important, right?
Yeah, my students, they're working independently until they need my help.
Okay.
And so I'm getting their work graded as they turn it in so that they can get that immediate feedback.
That's good.
Perfect.
That's really good. So what steps do students need to take to enroll in your program?
So they can go to the George Stone website. That's probably the first step. It's www.georgestonecenter.com. First, I'd like for them to find the program that they're interested in, because the website explains exactly what you're going to be learning, because sometimes students have a misconception of, based on the name of the program, exactly what kind of job they're going to be qualified to do. So I want them to understand what they're getting themselves into first. But once they look at the program, they understand it, and they still want, that's the program they want to do, if they will go ahead and do the online application there on our website, get their federal financial aid form filled out, and then just come up to the campus and visit one of our counselors, and they'll get them started.
And can students come by and talk to you before they enroll?
Absolutely. Monday through Fridays from 7:30 to 1:30 is my, from 8 o'clock to 1:30 is my class time.
Okay.
But I'm there from 7:30.
Okay. So you do have students come by and talk to you, and you
yes,
kind of tell
yes,
them what.
Yes, absolutely. They'll need to check in with the front office.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
yes, but yep, we'll have someone to escort them to my classroom,
and
they can ask me all the questions that they think they need to ask to really get an understanding. And if they come during class times, they can even ask some of my students that
yeah,
are there what ever questions they would like to yep, ask them.
That's good. I really like that interaction, and you allow them to talk to your other students and things like that too. I use the same process in my class, and I've found in the past that a student that comes by and you're able to tour them and talk to them and get them to have an understanding of what you do in class, they're actually more successful than a student that just shows up, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Annie?
I do. And because my students are together, even though they're working independently, they do interact quite a bit. But they're together 5 hours a day, and it becomes like a family. And I love to see that when a new student can step into that family environment and just create those friendships, they tend to finish their program, but it becomes a real experience for them, like a family-oriented experience. And I always love to see that.
So are there certain people that, I don't know if I want to say it this way, are a better fit for your program? What kind of, is it personality? Is it, what kind of students fit? What type of people were you trying to recruit?
we have all kind, and sometimes they fit and sometimes they don't. But the student that I would love to come through the door is a student who is ready to start a career. They want that life change. And that's the first thing. If they want to make that change, that's what I'm here for, to help them. So they got to be willing to learn. That's the first thing. I'm looking for a student who is just ready to make that change and who is a hard worker, because it's not an easy program, but it's not difficult. They just got to have that hard work ethic. Like,
okay,
they're going to come to class every day, and they're going to work every day. They're going to have good time management skills.
Okay.
And if I can get a student that has all of that, that's ready for that, I can get them to the finish line and get them employed.
Well, I sure appreciate you coming in today. We're getting close to the time
yes,
to end the
sir,
show, right? So thank you for coming in. And they can go to our website and contact you through there, right?
Yes, yes.
Or go
yes,
to talk
go
to
our
counselor,
website, find my business programs page, and all of my contact information is right there.
All right, perfect. Thank you for coming in today.
Yeah,
it's very
thank
exciting,
you so much for yep, joining me yep, on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have more to come. We have Frisky Friday. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a kitty cat in here
yeah,
in just a few minutes. So stay tuned. We have a local news update.